You know, our testing clinic this week, just in for the last 2 days of November, we saw 131 individuals on Monday and 92 on Tuesday. And that's kind of an average of a little over 12 individuals an hour that we were testing. Those numbers don't reflect other testing that occurred, whether it was at the school districts or the clinic or, you know, folks testing outside of Mercer County. So we thought that was a pretty significant number. And from those 2 days, now I'm not saying all of these were positives that we had exactly through our clinic, but we noted 25 positive cases in just those 2 days. It put us, November of 2021 was the fourth month we saw the most positive since we've started tracking this in 2020. And it's our second highest month for 2021. So we knew kind of going into the late fall, in the winter, you know, people were indoors more. We knew there was going to be some things we needed to watch for, but that was quite a number. And one thing I was working on the stats this morning and noted that 80% of the folks, those 25, 80% were unvaccinated. So 20% either had a partial vaccination or they were fully vaccinated. I'm not saying they have boosters yet, but so I thought those numbers were kind of interesting. That 80% is quite a high number. And, you know, like I said, we knew going indoors was going to add to that. Some other things that we're seeing, of course, the low vaccination rate for our county doesn't help any of that because of transmission of the virus and everything. But the other thing that I think I wonder, and I talked with our staff a little bit, is the basic measures that we talk to folks during any flu season, you know, any viral increase in a viral infection, are those basics of when you're sick, stay home, washing your hands properly and often, getting vaccinated, flu shot included. You know, we're running flu clinics over here. Every day people can walk in for a flu clinic, the vaccine for COVID, we've got that running weekly. And, you know, we just ask folks to come over and or to give us a call on that one so that we can get you scheduled and everything. But one other thing that I've noticed in my travels, not only in Mercer County, but just around, is a lot of people not wearing their mask. You know, I think there's been just some, I don't know if people are just tired of it. I'm not quite sure what the reasoning, but I've just noticed a real increase in the number of folks that are in public settings that just aren't wearing a mask. So, you know, these are just basic things that we ask folks to do to help us keep keep that number low or lower and keep folks as healthy as we can.